John Marshall Media proudly presents Are You Ready? How to Build a Legacy to Die For. Written by Dr. Kimberly Harms. Narrated by Dr. Kimberly Harms. This book is dedicated as a legacy from my mother, Anna Mae McKernan Potts, my husband, James Roger Harms, and my son, Eric James Harms. It is also dedicated as a legacy to my living children, grandchildren, and extended family. I love them with all my heart. Forward. Are you going to die? Strange way to start a foreword to any book. I know that. But the reality is that some of us choose to live as though we were never leaving. We all will leave. Those of us who are believers in God's plan for our eternal life will not die, but live eternally with Him. But we will leave this earth. Isn't it strange that we don't really start thinking about leaving a lasting legacy until nearing life's end? When really, we have been building that legacy our entire life on this earth. It is left behind us, but as important, it is lived as we experience life daily while we are here. Warning, when you start reading this book by the amazing Dr. Kim Harms, you will have a hard time putting it down. It is a powerful legacy of the importance of beginnings in our lives. Not just the actual happenings of our beginnings, but our choices and how we will respond to those beginnings. People who come from amazing backgrounds do not always choose to be amazing. People who come from very difficult backgrounds sometimes succeed in powerful, purposeful ways. The difference? Choice. Yes, the familiar quote is, "It is not what happens to you, but what you do about it that makes all the difference." Kim's beginnings were tragic in most ways, a blessing in many ways. The blessings won. She pulls out of life laughter, hope, resilience, faith, courage, power, purpose, and passion. Kim's reflection, her legacy, is being lived through the healing professions, passions of dentistry, philanthropy, professional speaking, spiritual faith, world vision, leading to international travel and establishing libraries in honor of her son Eric, marriage, family, friendship, and writing. I added writing last because this is the medium which we are privileged to hold in our hands and take to our hearts to live well so that we leave worthy lives. I know you will read every word. I know you will choose to be and live different lives. I know you will choose to leave more powerful life legacies. And I know you will share this book with friends and loved ones. I can just hear you saying, "I just read a book about living our legacy by Dr. Kim Harms." Underline and take notes. You just must read it, reread it, and recommend others to read it also. Naomi Rhodey, CSP, CPAE, Speaker Hall of Fame, Global Speaking Fellow, Past President National Speakers Association, Past President Global Speakers Federation. Prologue. It was a very small card featuring a muted pink rose in full bloom. The inscription was simple: "All my love, always, Mom." There was a $5 bill inside, one-third of my mom's net worth. My sister Mindy and brother Mike received an identical card, each written shortly before my kind, loving, beautiful mother took her life away from us. I was 17. We lost her the first time when I was 6, and she was institutionalized for what is now known as bipolar disease. We lost her the second time 3 months later when, after my dad refused to give us back to her, she collapsed into despair and was institutionalized again, this time for life. The card was all that remained of her, or so I thought. Anything good I had become, I became because of my mother. She loved me unconditionally. She taught me I could do anything. She gave me my faith, even
Sample complete. Ready to continue?